Okay, we talk now about the extent of the damage post the US invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq. We cross over to Kabul. Joining us on the line, we have renowned journalist Ali Latifi. Ali, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Now, Afghan villagers can testify from Afghanistan about alleged war crimes carried out by Australian forces in the Ben Roberts Smith case. Tell us more about this.
So basically, the report came out at the end of last year detailing several years of abuses by Australian forces when they were stationed in the south of the country, that included torture, that included sticking dogs on people, entering people's homes in a violent manner without permission, without just cause, killing civilians, even accusations that when a military officer would first join, they would basically be given a prisoner to kill or to injure as a sort of initiation process. It was a number of basically like horrific tactics that the Australians were using to basically intimidate the Afghan people. There was a lot of fear of the Australians in the southern provinces because they knew how, you know, when they entered your market, you knew when the Australian soldiers, you know, when their copters landed and when they entered your market, you knew it was like the dogs would come out and you basically knew that they would come and raid your house and you know, you may not make it back out alive.
Now, many Afghans have heard about the KPF, that's the Campaign Forces, for the very first time. Tell us more about that.
Host Protection Forces.
Yeah.
The Host Protection Forces are a CIA-backed force in the southern province of Khost, which is on the Durand Line. And basically, these forces, they're backed by the CIA. They have no, they're not answerable to anyone in the Afghan government. And as with many other CIA-backed forces in the country, they've been accused of any number of abuses. Last month, so a couple weeks ago, they were accused of killing up to 17 civilians, including women and children, in a village, again claiming that these women and children and these civilians were Taliban. And the Human Rights Commission of Afghanistan went there to conduct an investigation. Their investigation hasn't been released yet, and there's some fear that the investigation might not be released because the Host Protection Forces are so powerful in the area. And they're not the only example. There's the so-called 01 and 02 units who are also CIA and Afghan intelligence-backed forces who have been accused of doing similar things across the country over recent years. So it's a major issue that's not getting the attention that it deserves, and it's not getting the condemnation, it's not getting the action. It's a big, big problem in the country for the civilians.
An interesting story, using tablets, an Afghan activist has educated 900 girls in rural Afghanistan. Give us the details to this positive story, Asif.
Pashtana Durrani?
Yes.
Yes. So she's a young, super intelligent, super outgoing girl from the southern province of Kandahar. She grew up on the other side of the Durand Line in Quetta, and then she came back to Afghanistan. And she really believes that, young girls, because unfortunately, in a lot of the country, even if a family wants to send their daughters to school, security is a major issue, right? Because, you know, schools are still not funded enough. There's still not enough of them. There's still areas where, you know, to get to a school, you have to walk for so far or for so long. And girls' schools tend to be much further away from their villages than boys' schools, which, you know, makes the least sense. And so she's all about trying to get any form of education, including digital education, to young girls across Afghanistan, but especially in the south. And so this includes, you know, like rural schools in the villages, you know, helping them. This includes finding ways to get, you know, sort of online digital education to girls who have access to those sorts of things. Because at the end of the day, you know, education still remains massively underfunded in this country. And we still have cases where there are no active girls' schools in certain villages, and that might not even be due to, you know, sort of like local hesitancy towards educating girls. It's simply just due to the fact that it was never built, or that there are no female teachers to staff those schools. So anything that, you know, so young people, there are a lot of districts and a lot of villages and provinces where, you know, young people are gathering to teach, you know, their younger brothers and sisters, because they see that, you know, the school buildings and the teachers just aren't there. So this is an example of that.
Finally, then, we are hearing that an American sitcom on the Afghan war has been made. It sounds a bit strange. How's it been received?
I actually wrote a review of it for Insider. There are some people, you know, who say any representation is better than no representation, and at least, you know, we have a so-called Afghan character on, you know, U.S. network television on CBS primetime. It's a big deal. But then there are others who are upset that the actor is Indian, that, you know, he can't properly speak either language when he's speaking it, that, you know, the jokes are very, you know, like they're very offensive in a lot of ways. They're very, you know, the show seems as if it's from the 1980s or the 1990s. You know, I mean, sitcoms have evolved so much since then. There's so many better examples. You know, if you look at something like Blackish or Fresh Off the Boat or Rami or these kinds of things, you know, they're depicting, you know, Black Americans, Asian Americans, Muslim Americans in very, you know, nuanced, complicated ways. But this is a lot of, you know, like one of the first jokes is making fun of a certain kind of food, you know. And then there's another joke where in the pilot where he enters the family's house in the U.S. and he says, like, mashallah, and then the girl, like, makes fun of, like, what does that mean? And, like, you know, mispronounces it in a stupid way. And so it's, but as I said, there are some people that feel like, hey, something is better than nothing.
Yeah. Ali, shukran as always for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That was journalist Ali Latifi talking to us from Kabul this morning, giving us an update on the latest stories from Afghanistan.